Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
32 seconds. Joe Burrow again. The snap, the knee, and the Tigers of LSU, a team of destiny and a team for ages, celebrate on the field here tonight in New Orleans inside the Superdome. Capturing the national title.
I talked to the team about the focus all week was just beat Clemson, not thinking the magnitude of, hey, we're going to win the national championship, what's going to happen, all that. So our focus was, and then the guys just followed, and then our focus has been one game at a time, one day at a time. And our guys did a tremendous job. Now I think that, you know, this team is going to be mentioned as one of the greatest teams in college football history, 15-0. One of the greatest teams in LSU history, led by some of the greatest players. Give them all the credit. But, you know, that's for you guys to decide. We're national champs. We're 15-0. Whether we mention as one of the greatest teams or not, that doesn't matter to me. I think that we're going to get to work. We'll go to class on Wednesday. We'll start working on next year.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That is the thing about college sports and probably pro sports, too, though maybe they take a little bit of time off. But with recruiting and the constant turnover on your roster, you have no choice but to be thinking about what's coming, even right after you win a national title, the fourth in school history for LSU, but the first for Coach O, and of course the Heisman Trophy winner Joe Burrow and all of his LSU Tigers teammates. You hear Coach O talking about the focus on their goal all the way and the final call of the college football national championship with Chris Blair on the LSU radio network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The Superdome is emptied out. That's where we find Brian Fisher in New Orleans. He is a national college football writer for College Football Talk. And Brian, I was looking at your Twitter and just saw a high angle photo that you posted of Coach O and his wife and their family walking across the field. What was it like to watch them after all the confetti is down there on the field and they're kind of traipsing through it?
Oh, it was a special moment for really everybody involved, but especially for Coach O. And, you know, just knowing him over the years covering college football, you know, going back to, you know, those USC days where he was on the sidelines for the Pete Carroll dynasty, and even going back before that, you know, you could understand that this was an even special moment that he was having trouble processing almost at times. You know, he was singing the alma mater. And just the look on his face as he, you know, was hugging Joe Burrow and saying hi to some former players, certainly his current group. You know, just a special moment for not only Ed Orgeron, but the entire LSU team. And I think you saw that in the celebrations that unfurled here at the Superdome.
I thought it was interesting to hear the junior linebacker, Patrick Queen, talk about how they were a little rattled. They were a little, I don't know if you used the word shaken, but he definitely said that after the first quarter that they needed to settle down a little bit. What did Coach O say about how they started and then got down by the 10 points?
Yeah, I think, you know, not only that, not only Coach O just, you know, keeping calm on the sideline. I think you talk to some of the players in the locker room, and they point to the guy that everybody does, and Joe Burrow, and saying how just calm and relaxed and positive that message was on that sideline when they did get down, you know, 17-7. You know, they came right back down. They marched down the field, scored a touchdown, and really the game kind of changed from there. They scored again, you know, right before halftime. That they had a ton of momentum going into the locker room, and then it just kind of took off from there. Like so many of these LSU games have done down the stretch this season.
How would you describe, because you're the writer, you have to use words as your language, how would you describe, that sounded funny, you have to use words in print as your language to communicate it. How would you describe the season that Joe Burrow just put together?
You know, writing in my column, I wrote stupefying because I just it's almost incomprehensible some of the numbers that he put up, and seeing him in person, you just see the incredible plays that he makes time after time, whether just escaping pressure, launching it downfield. And I was talking with somebody from the NFL the other day, and just the amazement for me, and I think it's shared by a lot of people, that when you do watch Joe Burrow, he's not a guy that, as close as he came to breaking the NCAA completion percentage record, he's not a dink and dunk guy. He's throwing it down the field.
Right.
His receivers are making plays. He's just a special kid. And certainly all of the records, the 60 touchdowns and all of the NCAA things that he has set, the SEC records, the LSU records that will probably stand the test of time. It was just a crazy, crazy season. Probably, I think, you can easily make the case one of the best ever for any quarterback in the sports history.
Brian Fisher from New Orleans covering the national championship for college football talk with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So I saw that there was just a smorgasbord, if you will, of really famous people on the sidelines. Of course, who was the one that kind of caught your attention the most, even as you were covering the game?
Well, seeing Odell Beckham on Junior on the sidelines was pretty interesting. Ended up following him kind of out towards the tunnel. He ended up, somebody in a Clemson shirt wanted him to sign a football. He ended up grabbing it and walking away with it just because somebody was in the Clemson shirt. I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty interesting. But it was fun to see him in the locker room too. After the game, just talking with some of those LSU wide receivers, talking about just seeing the joy on his face to see his school win a team. Obviously, Carl Malone was on the sideline. So many LSU dignitaries and that we know from their time in purple and gold. Just a special moment for the school and certainly for all the members of the team to see those guys and take part of that celebration in a special place for everybody that's a Tiger here in New Orleans.
Anybody outside the world of sports that surprised you?
No, not really. I think everybody just was so focused on the game. Obviously, there's a ton of distractions that come with playing in a national title game. You got the pageantry that is always a part of this sport, really on special display in the final game of the season. Having the president here obviously was a big moment. I think everybody was interested to see what kind of crowd reaction he was going to have, but everybody ended up with some huge tears and obviously just from start to finish, a memorable experience that I know LSU fans are definitely not going to forget anytime soon.
Mm. Part of the transition for the offense was hiring Joe Brady, who at 30 years old is kind of instituted almost something like what you would see with the New Orleans Saints is how I've heard it described. And then Steve Ensminger as the offensive coordinator. What big changes did you see and how did that affect this season?
I think it's fascinating to see that relationship play out that Joe Brady had, not only with Joe Burrow in terms of kind of bringing him along, but everybody forgets that this wide receiving core, a lot of the same guys were here from last year, and they made similar huge leaps that Joe Burrow did as well on the play on the field. And that's because of Joe Brady. He was the wide receivers coach. Everybody talks about all the play calling aspects that he gets along with Steve Ensminger, the offensive coordinator. But the wide receivers were as a position group. You saw it today. Whether it's Ja'Marr Chase going off, Justin Jefferson last week, a couple weeks ago in the Peach Bowl. This wide receiving core, as much as Joe Burrow was the focus, that they also stepped up in a big way this season, and certainly played a huge part in all these record-setting numbers that LSU had.
Other than Joe Burrow, how much of this national championship roster will Coach O turn over?
I think it's going to be a healthy amount, and obviously it does start with a quarterback. It's the most important position in the play. I think everybody expects there to be a little regression. I know Miles Brennan looks to be like the next guy up for LSU, but we'll see. I imagine that LSU, knowing Coach O, he kind of said it after the game, like this we're just getting started. And when you look at all the recruiting rankings, when you look at the talent that he gets, not only in the state of Louisiana but beyond. He's an elite recruiter. He's built an elite roster, just like the Clemsons and the Alabamas and the Ohio States of the world. And it comes down to, in a lot of times with these runs, getting a couple lucky breaks, getting some special players to make the big-time plays. They got that this season. They're going to hope that they can get a lot of it back next year. But the bottom line is LSU is certainly here to stay on the national stage, thanks to Coach O. And I imagine he's already calling recruits and making sure that they know that when they come to LSU, they have an opportunity to hoist that big old gold trophy at the end.
Brian Fisher from New Orleans with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Trevor Lawrence hasn't tasted loss or defeat since he was in high school. And so at least we don't have the agony of defeat. It's hard to feel terrible for Clemson because they haven't lost in such a long time, 29 games to be exact. But how did he handle doing a press conference after his first loss in college?
Yeah, you know, it was really weird. Just overall, the entire Clemson program, you know, when not used to losing, you would have thought they would have, you know, taken in extra hard and certainly given the stage that they took that loss in. But, you know, really, I think a lot of people understood that, hey, look, they as good as they have been the last, you know, year or two years on this run, they just kind of ran into a buzzsaw this, you know, tonight. And it wasn't their game, certainly, that they had their opportunities. They did not take advantage of them like we've been used to seeing from those Tigers in the last couple of games under Dabo Swinney. But, you know, at the end of the day, they also know that for as tough as this loss is, they're going to be right back in this situation next year. They got so much coming back, not just Trevor Lawrence, but you know, that roster is really young. They got all that a taste of what it is to play at this level again. And I would imagine we're going to end up talking, just like we have been the last couple of years, about Clemson being back in the national title race again in 2020.
Brian, before I let you go, personal opinion, just have about 60 seconds. How did you like the bumping back of the game an extra week as opposed to it being the first Monday in January?
Well, a lot of that was just, you know, out of control for everybody because the title game bid process happened, and this date was kind of etched in stone, and they changed the semifinal date, so there was that extra time before. But, you know, I went to the CFP board meeting. It sounds like there might be some tweaks in the future in terms of when the semifinals are, how that bid process goes with the title game to make sure that this gap is really a one-off in this entire, you know, 12-year cycle of the CFP as a four-teamer.
All right. You can find Brian on Twitter at Brian D. Fisher. It's B-R-Y-A-N. Covers college football as their national writer for College Football Talk. Still in New Orleans. Got some really cool pictures from your Twitter. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good to be on with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.